Private developer is partnering with the city on the construction of a new fire and ambulance hall. The city is not going to own the land or the building during construction. Instead, the general contractor will finance and complete the project. It's similar to a construction manager at risk. And once the building is finished, passes inspection, it's going to be offered for sale. And the city's plan is to purchase that facility and use it for the new fire and ambulance hall.
So where is that for somebody not in Mountain Lake? Where's the new building going to be?
It's off County Road 1, close to Highway 60.
Okay, very good. And is there a timeline for the building? It's kind of exciting to see them moving dirt, I'm sure.
It's very exciting. Right now, it's sometime next year, but it's up to the general contractor right now. It's too early to tell for a deadline.
So then, let's see. Remind me again about the current building. What's going to happen to it?
Well, we're going to give it to the EDA, and the EDA will repurpose said building and find another purpose for it.
Nice. Okay. So that's a big project that's been in. You've been talking about the new fire hall for quite a while, so it's nice to see that one. And you're at a point where there's a lot of things that are really falling into place.
We have a lot of projects kind of like waiting to be started in Mountain Lake and move dirt. So this was just the first that we've been working on, and we're still waiting. Even on that hotel, everything is completed. We're just waiting on the soil borings before that starts moving too.
Okay, very good. All right, so what else do we need to mention today?
Well, it is getting cooler out and school is starting. So one of the things is open burning of leaves. So just regular, you know, seasonal items. But basically, it's only in residential areas from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and just make sure that the fires are 25 feet away from any structures. So just from September 15th to December 1st, that's when it's permitted to burn leaves.
Okay. And it just, basically, it's follow the safety rules that everybody knows, but make sure you give yourself plenty of room.
Yes. And then it is also that time, too. Just wanted to give that awareness to anyone who uses the trail that hunting is coming through starting September. So just want to make sure everyone's aware to be cautious, wear bright-colored clothing.
Yep, yeah, and definitely the trail stays open, but you want to just make sure you're safe.
Yes.
Very good. All right. What else do we have we need to mention today?
Well, it is coming up is Heritage Fair. And has anyone talked about Heritage Fair yet?
No, we have not talked about Heritage Fair yet.
Well, that is Saturday, September 13th.
Okay.
That is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's free for anyone who would like to go. It's our annual kind of celebration that we have in Mountain Lake at Heritage. But you can enjoy Mennonite and other traditional foods, live entertainment, kids' activities, and look at all the exhibits and historical buildings here in Mountain Lake.
It's a great way to spend the day. And you said that's coming up on the 13th?
13th.
Okay. Definitely, that's a day you want to mark on the calendar. All right. Well, Michael, is there anything else we need to mention this morning?
No, still working on that budget, so.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just kind of snap your fingers and have that done?
Yeah, that would be very easy. Fortunately, not.
So do you have a timeline of when the budget needs to be done?
Our preliminary budget has to be done by the end of September, so we have a little over a month before we have to complete it. But okay. We are working on that and continue to check out those numbers.
Very good. All right. And again, how do people get a hold of you?
Always call City Hall. I'm here to answer.
There you go. City Administrator Michael Mueller from the City of Mountain Lake. We appreciate you talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOW.